Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Thirsty Hour. I am so, I'm beyond excited for today's episode. The main reason is because I have a guest today, my very first guest. I have the amazing, the talented, the lovely Stormy Baby.
Okay, well, yes, hi.
Let's introduce me by my government. I'll do better. Okay, I have my short king here with me, Zach Jelks.
Okay, anyways, let's get on with the show. Hey guys, how are y'all doing? Good to see y'all again, and I'm glad to be with my granny.
I'm glad to be here with you too, sir.
I'm uncomfortable already. It's like 5 seconds.
Wait till we get into the fan fictions. Before we start, you're our first guest.
I just wanna say
you're our first guest, and we have there's a ritual. There's a little thing I need to show
it's
you.
It's a cult.
It is a cult. You're being initiated. Mm-hmm. Get into this cult. Get on this couch.
I'm gonna inch over.
You can't inch over anymore. The couch is.
I know. Two peas in a pot.
Two peas just cut together.
Yeah, okay.
But I wanna play our intro music. This is the intro. So welcome to the pod.
Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm ready to talk.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm ready to talk now. I wasn't before, but now I am.
Now I'm lying. That's not the intro. Those are mock one.
Mock?
Do you know what we're talking about today?
I really don't. I have no idea. And I'm really scared, but.
Oh, you should be.
Yeah, do you see I'm tensed up?
Oh, yeah, you're a little tense. Yeah, don't you relax?
Oh, don't
not too much, Stormy. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to get into the time I fell in love with my best friend. Oh,
bro.
I know. And the reason I wanted to have a guest on this episode is because, Zach, I don't think I've told you this before.
Oh, hell no. I'm probably blown out of this mic.
No, listen. I have a confession.
Okay, what's in the cup, first of all? Because what is going on? What did I sign up for?
You better take a sip.
Ew. My lips will be right on this mic.
Okay, no. Yeah, no, can you chill? Don't look at them like that. They're going to think I made you do this. Y'all, he willingly came here. I'm not, I didn't force anything out of him. I wanted to have Zach on the pod today because, as I just said, the theme is when you have feelings for a friend. And Zach, I haven't told you this yet. That's why I thought.
Hold on.
Listen, hear me out.
My ears are open.
Oh, they're about to close.
And I, oh!
But
okay, let's go, girl.
Basically, I just wanted to confess. You know, before I got my launch to fame, which was like a year ago.
That's what you want to call it?
Oh, you know, I launched to fame. Mm-hmm. I work with Billie Eilish now, so.
Oh, she doesn't know your name.
Oh, she does. Oh, she's calling right now.
Oh, your phone is not ringing.
Oh, it's on D&D.
Okay, well, I'll get turned off.
But yeah, before I came to LA, I remember being like super nervous to come and see you. And
I can't do this. Like, I really have to go right now. This is crazy.
I'm being so serious.
How long are
Zach.
We in? How many minutes are
okay,
we
no,
in?
Let me wrap it up. I just want to say, before I came here for the first time, like this is when I first came to LA, like last year.
Let me ponder.
Very recently. I for real had the biggest crush.
Oh my god!
I've been wanting to say it for a minute, but I was like, where? What? What's the context? How do I say it?
I think that's something you keep.
No, I had to get out of my.
That's cute though. That's cute though.
Did you know? Don't pat me like that. Did y'all? Cute though. It's too cute.
That's cute though.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's cute. Well, I'll note it.
Oh, we'll write that down.
Did I what?
Did you know about this? Was it obvious? Because from my perspective, I thought I was pretty obvious.
No, like you just tried to be like that. You tried to be that girl, like this type of girl. Like we would be in the car and like you would be like giving very much like, oh, I'm.
Ew.
Like, I'm just like Taylor Swift.
Okay, no, you're doing a lot.
No, and I'd be like, okay, she has her sambas on and stuff.
Okay.
Like, girl, like,
listen,
trying to give like.
I was trying to give mysterious. I remember when I.
And it never gave that.
Oh, it did. I knew. Because
you talked
to
everybody else like more. And I was like, okay, like, is she like, what's going on? Like, is she okay?
No,
is she socially awkward?
Oh. Ooh. Not too much. No, but I remember when we first initially met. Do you remember? Or is this just a memory?
Wait, was it when?
Just in my mind, and you don't even.
Yeah, you probably created a Wattpad in your mind because you're sick.
Oh, but, listen.
I don't know what your story is.
I'm just saying, when I. Yeah, get comfy. Cozy. Oh.
That's what you wanted.
Me a year ago.
It's melting.
Would have been salivating even.
Ew! What the f***?
I remember. We were at I think it was Tati's apartment, and Xavier was like, oh, like, Zachy's here. I'm like, oh, Zachy's here.
Oh, my God.
And you came out. You came out. You were like, hey, I'm Zach. Love your videos. It was so quick. Like, you actually.
You're doing a lot. No, but I did not.
He barely acknowledged me, y'all. I thought it was like, okay, it's going to give enemies to lovers. I was like, hey, like, it's. Listen, I had something up here. Something was wrong in my mind.
Yeah, there was like a mouse biting cord.
Oh, there was something in these neurons up here. Yeah. But I remember like texting my friends in the group chat. I'm like, Zach's here. And he's
everything aside, did you actually text your friends?
Like, yes. And when I got home, like, we had a date together. This is back in my hometown.
Okay.
I'm like telling my friends, I'm like, guys, so Zach was there, and you know, we had a few
what? You're sick. this wait, y'all, get checked, y'all, because this is like, come on,
listen,
something's wrong, girls.
As long as it wasn't obvious,
something was a little off. But I was like, okay, well, this is like, you know, a mutual friend, so it's like,
oh, you friend zoned.
It was never gonna.
It was never gonna be out of that zone.
Yeah,
no, yeah. I was quickly humbled. The humbling was expedited. Actually, even.
Okay.
But it was the moment. It was like my first time coming to LA, you know,
meeting you. I love that.
He barely acknowledged me.
The thing is, I did though.
Never meet your heroes, y'all.
Oh, please. Never. No, I like, the thing is, I don't know. Like talking to new people, I feel like I used to not be, you know,
a little shy.
Yeah, I was a little shy, but now I'm, you know, off the show.
Yeah, you're looking an introvert. Like, I feel like when I first met you, I was like, oh, where's the rest? But I mean,
bitch, what the fuck?
Oh, no, like, okay.
Girl.
I just feel like you're still fun to talk to.
It's a javelin.
But I was like, from my perspective, I was like, okay, this is gonna be like a slow burn.
You wanted me to pick you up and spin you around.
Yes.
Girl.
I did. And I tried to initiate that. I remember commenting. You were like, oh, thanks. Like,
oh, please. She's not finna laugh on here.
I'm not lying, y'all. I was like, when I like people, I throw out so many compliments. I was complimenting this man left, right, and center. He's like, oh, yeah, thanks. Anyway.
She wanted me to spin her around within a ballerina tutu. And like,
why didn't you?
Because I didn't know you barely. I don't know. You have to get off Wattpad.
Okay,
kids.
Listen. I just thought that when I first came to LA for the first time, I was going to live up my Wattpad fantasy. And that didn't happen.
Someone else.
With somebody else.
There's other people.
Could've been you. Mm-mm. Right here.
No. Wasn't hungry.
Since I didn't get to live that out, I think we should. Do we read some Wattpad fan fictions to start?
Terrified, but I'm down to see what we have.
Oh, I'm down too.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Babe!
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What's your like relationship with fan fictions?
I'm healthy, so I don't really delve into things such as this. Mm. But you know, I do have my fantasies.
Have you ever read a fan fiction before?
Well, I read like One Direction one because it was like my secret, like little secret.
Did you read the one where they kidnap you? Oh
no!
Keep going.
That was it.
You don't know that one?
No. And oh, no,
that was a good one.
You and I don't know. I don't want to know how old you were. You when you were reading that?
10.
Oh, okay. Well, that definitely tainted your growth.
It did.
But
don't deprive yourself.
Of what?
Trust me, they're good. The fan fiction world. No, they're good.
Okay, well,
they're good.
We'll see.
And we'll see, and you'll be put on. So usually when you go on to like Wattpad, there's like a theme. So you can do like anime characters.
Okay, I'm into it.
Oh, we know. We know you like a little anime moment.
Her crazy ass was probably in my search history when we first met.
And was. Now what?
Okay. Mm-mm. I don't want to know anymore.
Okay, so we have two stories. The first one is Aquaman. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm a big fan of Aquaman because
why?
He's so big. Like he's. Have you seen like the movie?
I have.
He's
yeah.
So big. Like.
Okay, so what is that? What are you trying to imply there?
Oh, no.
I didn't know that was you were into.
Don't go there. No, Speedy, don't. Let's get into this fiction. Okay, so we're going to read a chapter from Almighty Aquaman. You should play Aquaman and I'll play like the regular person.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay.
I promise you by the end of this, you're going to be like, wait, I got to get into this. Like,
okay.
This is my speed. Should I do an accent? I kicked the pet bellies on the...
Oh!
No, we won't connect it. I kicked the pebbles on the ground as Arthur and I walked slowly to the shore. The waves weren't harsh. The wind was cold. The sky wasn't too bright nor too dark. It was perfect.
What are you? That was good.
Okay, that was good.
That gave that big.
That
gave burly.
Okay. He asked, his hands on his pockets. I'm cryokinetic. I can control ice. People would refer to me as Lady Cryo. Sounds stupid, huh? I shook my head, chuckling before I continue. But at least it's not Ice Girl or Ice Woman. Thankfully, I didn't name myself as that, but it used to be when people didn't know what my name was.
So does that mean...
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
So does that mean you could freeze the entire ocean if you could?
Do you... You sound like you got asthma.
I'm burly Aquaman.
Girl, something is in your lungs.
Aquaman.
Okay. I nodded slowly. Yeah.
You shouldn't mess with me then.
I added, smirking but also half joking. Now looking up at him and him looking down on me. Oh, I love that like contrast. He's big. Get into it.
Okay.
But I can still unfreeze it if I want to. That depends on me though. He slides his coat off and threw it to the side.
Ooh.
His facial expressions never changed. He Ooh. Huffs and looks at the distance like he always does. Sack, shut up. Okay. Do you even laugh or smile? I raise an eyebrow looking at his blank expression.
No. Oh, that was dumb.
That was dumb. Okay, you need to give Aquaman the sub. Okay. We soon reached the shore, the calm waves covering the rocks, rising and going back to the huge body of water. He proceeds to remove his undershirt as a lump formed in my throat that I tried to swallow. He had tattoos all over his ribbed chest and back. Oh, he's like you. He's got tattoos.
I don't like how you're like trying to piece this together.
You're Aquaman. Let me tell you, it was a glorious sight. He got in the water and walked further until it was waist high.
Oh, I can see it.
My arms stretched out to the side as I opened my mouth to speak. If you change your mind, you're more than welcome to be in the Justice League. He turned around and nodded. He then dives back first into the... Ew, that kind of gave me the ache. Why did he dive back?
Back first? Ew, you're a grown man.
How old are you? Hey, Sammy, that was awesome. He's a little beta for that one. Okay. He disappeared into the distance in a blink of an eye. I can't help but to display a grin on my face, thinking about seeing him again soon. Although he's expressionless and nonchalant most of the time, it just gives me the motivation to know more about him.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that aside, I need to get back home. Is your heart skipping a beat?
Wait, it actually is. Wait, it actually is.
It must have been that back dive, huh? The way he dove backwards in that
water. No, that kind of like made my heart go back to regular
pace. Oh, yeah. It was definitely a normal rhythm.
It was when the water was waist high, like, because I can see it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, I can see
Mine
it.
Mine was when he said no in that husky voice. It was very demanding.
When he raised the eyebrow, like.
No.
I'm not hungry anymore.
That was was a little soft.
That was like a starter pack. Yes. That was like a...
And I like when they do that. Like, they give you, like, that nice, easy...
Foreplay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good use of words.
So. Y'all can't really see it, but she's gazing into my eyes. And first I feel like all, she's fueling a Wattpad.
You keep scooching... Yeah, I've been scooching backwards. This guy keeps, please. Like... You're trying to get so close to me. It's actually very destructive.
I'm actually trying to jump off this couch.
Oh, is that why you're scooching so close to me?
Oh, girl. Just get back to the office.
Look how he's trying to reach over to my side.
Noah, see... Look.
He wants me so bad. Ugh, I hate when everybody wants me. We're gonna skip to chapter 17 because usually, like, later on to the Wattpad, that's when you get a little spicy, mm-hmm. a little dirty.
Okay, I'm ready.
I woke up to the feeling of someone's arms wrapped around my body. Arthur, I whisper as I look around the unlit place and down to my changed clothes. He opens an eye and says,
It's too early.
He's right. There's no sun out yet. It must be around 4 to 5 a.m. You're right, I sighed and laid my head on his bare chest, letting the cold air and his warmth mix.
You're warm.
When I take food out of the microwave. Okay. He comments, noticing that I didn't use my powers to make myself feel cold.
It's already cold.
Did something happen last night? I asked.
No, we got more drinks and had the guy to bed. Then we got back here and that's it.
I let out a sigh of relief. Okay, good. His hand dropped. Ooh. Okay. His hand traveled up my back and on my hair, brushing every strand there was to brush. It was a satisfying feeling that I was eager to return. And so I brushed his curly locks. Ooh. Oh, he's got locks. Okay. With my own bare hand, and everything stayed that way until a knock on the door broke the quiet moment. Words in Icelandic were said from the other side that only Arthur understood.
I'm sorry, darling, but they need me right now.
He whispered before removing his hand from my waist and hair. Don't take too long, I said before turning my head into the pillow and let sleep consume me once more. Oh, there's a time skip.
Okay, we go ahead. Okay.
We gotta go.
I quickly jump out of bed and put on the sweatpants I wore the previous day.
A message from Victor messed with the screens. We're facing Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf.
What? I don't know who Steppen is.
See, that's why I can't.
No, you just got to get into it.
I know. Okay.
We run outside to the rocky shore where Mira was waiting.
Are ready to do this again?
I gulped and nodded. They take me waist deep into the water before gently pushing me down to the ocean, and Mary used her powers to help me breathe. I couldn't hear anything else besides the muffled sounds of being underwater. Arthur's hand intertwined itself with mine, and with that, we took off.
And scene.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That was big.
But the way that, like, they actually paint the story is crazy. Yes, I never have actually read any of these.
You
but
need to get in your Wattpad bag.
I don't know, but
you do.
No. But I actually, like, I see it. I get it.
They're very descriptive, and I feel like when they're writing it, they make it feel like you're there. Mm-hmm. You can feel Aquaman's big hands on your back.
So. Well, I don't know if I personally felt that.
I did.
Of course you did. Delusion.
The main juicy topic that I wanted to get into today is when you develop feelings for your friend, specifically your best friend. Now, I said my piece. I do have a different story, but before I get into it, I need to ask, have you ever like caught feelings for like a very close friend of yours?
Yes, but I realized that I was delusional. So
really?
Yes, I realized. What do you mean?
I
realized I was delusional. It took a while.
How long did it take?
Years, honestly.
Is this before you came to LA? Like, is this recent?
Oh, I hope nobody's watching this.
Oh no, he won't be watched. He doesn't know. I blocked him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he won't be too.
No, but I thought the things were what they weren't. Yeah, I thought things were where they weren't. But you know, that's just part of being delusional. I am delusional. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
yeah, you are.
And it's okay to be. We all are a little bit.
Just
but,
you, actually. For me, the time I caught feelings for a friend, I don't think it was delusional. That's why I was surprised when you said it. I think, first of all, this happened during quarantine. I don't even count the years of 2020, 2021. Like,
it was all a dream.
Something up here was not okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I had a I had a best friend, and she, well, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. You know what it is? Because sometimes in, like, when you're friends with the girls, like, you just get so close, and then it's like, yeah. You think, oh, are we too close? Like,
no, is listen, this what it is?
No, because I had a friend, and, like, it's quarantine. Mm-hmm. During that time, like, you're online, we're stuck inside, there's a pandemic going around, yes. Everybody's sick.
You need to touch grass.
I did need to touch grass, mm-hmm. But I touched something else instead.
What? Chow. Anyway, so.
Listen, I'll explain it and tell me if I was, like, reaching or not. But, okay, like,
yeah, I'm here to, I'm here.
I just, here okay, like, first of all, I have to say this again because it's quarantine, okay? The things that were normal.
Oh, this is gonna be bad.
It's not bad, but it's like, oh, girl. Like, I explained to my sister recently, and she's like, oh, so that's what y'all were doing upstairs. I was like,
ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, basically, okay, let me breathe.
I'm a student, right? Like, a little nursing student.
Right.
And I would, like.
Oh, my goodness.
during quarantine or during that time.
Okay.
Because it's a hands-on skill.
Get to it.
She'd come over, and I'd, like. I would, like, practice on her.
What? Practice what?
Like, because we had to practice our skills. So you have to practice, like, you know.
That's honestly everything. I'm sorry.
It was a moment.
That's honestly everything. Sorry, because I would do some shit like that.
Also, she was in school for something else. And, like, I think it was, like, more on the aesthetic side. Okay. And, like, she had to practice giving massages. So, like.
Upstairs, getting it with the oil.
But it was, yeah, the oil. But I didn't know. I was, like, maybe this is what friends do, you know? Like, have you ever had those relationships where you're like, oh, are we friends doing this?
Wait, I have. I have. But it ended up me being delusional because, like, he was straight.
Oh!
So it was kind of giving, like, okay, like, what are we doing here?
Did you try to, like, not push it, but try to, like, see if you had.
No, because I was scared. I was like, you. Boy, you know what this is. Just go for it.
I know you want this.
He never
made up. And he said, oh, and you'll stay there, actually.
Right. That's why I was delusional. You know what I mean?
I would have done the opposite. Like, with my friend, we would, like, my game, I'd always be like, oh, like, let's practice.
You would initiate.
And she would be into it, too. So I'm like, okay, I guess this is what friends do.
Okay.
We're like girls. We're young. It's quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
We're, you know, young. You know?
That's what girls do.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, when you're drunk with people and you're like, let's just all kiss. Like, let's make out.
Yeah, we're sober.
So there's that.
Yeah.
We're young and we're free.
Young and dumb.
No, I wouldn't call it dumb.
No, y'all were free. Y'all were free. Yeah, I get you. That's
know,
fun.
You were doing your own thing. And mm-hmm. I was kind of just like, okay, like, this could be something. She also, like, introduced me to a lot.
How old were you in quarantine?
Girl, this is like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now I'm blocked.
What did you do?
Nothing, but I think it's like.
You're crazy.
I'm not. You're crazy.
Ouch! You said, ouch!
Stop!
Wait,
guys.
Yeah, wait.
Do you
hit
see the
on set.
Did you see the theatrics?
And they had me sign something.
Did y'all?
For that. Okay, well.
The theatrics is crazy.
I'll be posting my hospital band on Snap.
You know. Oh, I know you're one of those in high school. You probably were the cast over the G's.
I bought, like, a cast. One of my friends broke his, and, like, he was getting too much.
You bought a cast to outshine.
Yes, he was getting too much attention. Everybody was like, sign my cast. So I bought, like, one of the ones you can buy at, like, Walgreens.
You're crazy.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, whole time your arm is fine.
Yeah, I would take it off at home and be like this.
People would sign it, you'd be like, oh, thank you.
I'd be like, thank you. I'd be like, ooh. When they would
ew, like you're so
yes, but
and they take your, ooh, not too much, sir.
Wait, why did everyone at my school have, like, something broken? Like, the girls would come with the leg boot.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, the boot's doing too much. Like, you want too much attention. I wanted to be that girl who has, like, you know, that little.
The little arm cast. Yeah, I low-key wanted to be, like, sick for a minute and be like, oh. I'm out of school for a few months.
Months.
Like, I wanted to be, like, out of school for a minute. For, like,
like, you're like a child prodigy.
Yes,
or something.
Like, I wanted to be that girl. They'd be like, oh, like, Deb's not gonna be in class because, like,
you wanted a Disney star moment.
Oh,
like,
my.
Like, oh gosh. Girl.
I want a Debbie Ryan moment. I have one more question before we go to the next segment.
I'm here.
How do you know when you're falling for someone?
Oh gosh. Okay, so I'm insane. I know exactly whenever I'm, like, just thinking about them and, like, I need to be focusing on something else and I'm just thinking about them. I'm waiting for the text back. I'm waiting for anything. I'm waiting for
Yeah, it's when you're like, you're trying to do your own, like wash the dishes or even like do laundry. Your mind the whole time is just that one person. You're like,
yes, it's like, oh my. And then when they finally text back, it could be for 6 hours. You're like, your heart kind of drops.
Oh, I hate those.
Why do you
ones.
Have that effect on me? It's like, it's heart wrenching.
It is. Or it's even like, seeing them walk in the room, like having your heart skip a beat.
Yeah, like, oh, why do you have this mind control?
Why does it do that?
Like, I'm possessed. No, it feels like you're possessed.
It's scary. Even like when they talk to you, you're like overthinking the whole thing. You're like, I remember when, when I would have a crush, like when I was younger, I had a crush on guys. Mm-hmm. I would like think about like my path of like how I'm gonna walk around him, how I'm gonna like pull up my
path.
Like, you know, like, okay, you're in class or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Let's say he sits on like the very right side.
Okay.
And I'd be like, oh, I gotta go to the garbage, but like I'm walking past him. Oh. So I would like map it out in my head. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna walk past here. I'm gonna pull my leggings right here. And then I'm gonna like,
my whole time, you're 13.
Oh, yeah. Like, 13 and flat. Nothing to look at.
Yes,
but
pulling up the Lululemon.
Pulling up the Lulus. Yes. Whole time, he's on his phone.
He's playing like Super Mario.
He's playing
on his
Among
PSP.
Us.
Yeah.
He's playing Among Us. He's playing Minecraft, and I'm out here sharpening my pencil, trying to pull up my leggings and looking back.
Yeah, he's on Temple Run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to beat the high score.
All right, y'all. Now it's time for our very next special segment. It's Dev's Diary. Do you know what we're doing?
Mm-mm. What is happening tonight?
I have my secret private diary that's never been opened before. Okay. Don't laugh. It's private and secret. I'm giving you exclusive access. Nobody else has ever seen what's
I'm
written
honored.
Here.
I'm honored.
You should be. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Stormy. We're going to open up this book. And we're going to be ranking some TV heartthrobs.
Wait, this is my jam.
Oh, it's my jam and my juice. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. Okay. The tiers for these TV heartthrobs that we came up with 10 seconds ago. So at the very top, we have You're Coming Home With Me, which is, you know, you get in my car, we're going home. We going to the hotel. But that's the top tier. The next tier is, you know, bite of my lip a little. Lip bite, a little ear tuck, a little something. And the next tier after that would be like, oh, okay.
Okay. You
know, like, it's not.
You're here.
You're present. in attendance.
I see you.
I see you. Like, okay. And the very last one is.
We actually had a full Thanksgiving meal.
Full meal. My plate was full. My back is big.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my plate is full. We don't. Our appetites. We've lost.
We don't want to indulge.
We don't. Mm-mm. I'm on a diet, actually.
Keto.
Oh, I'm on Ozempic. Oh. My bad, girl. Let's get into these heartthrobs, y'all. First up, we have Jacob Elordi, also known as Nate from Euphoria. I want you to take the reign on this one. Where would you put him in our ranking? Because I know where I would put him.
It would definitely have to be Your Comfort.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear.
I fear he's coming in this cab.
Yeah.
He's coming in this taxi.
I fear he really is.
Is it the height?
The aggression.
Yeah. It's the like. Because when I was watching the first season, I could just picture myself, like, looking up at him.
When he was mad and banging the floor, I said, the anger.
He's so mad. Like,
you're mad. Are you mad at me?
Take it out on me. What did I do to you?
What did I do?
Why are you so upset? I don't know who. I don't know who made that character arc for him, but, like, that, like, anger, tall boy trope definitely will need
DL.
You.
DL.
Oh! Oh, okay. at least we can agree on that. Let's try to agree on all of these.
If we disagree, this is gonna be funny though.
Okay, the next one is Danny Phantom.
Ooh.
Now, I know my man when I hear my man. Danny.
I can be a Phantom.
Yeah, I could be a fan. I could be a little Phantom troop member. Hi, Danny.
Yeah.
The little he had icy hair, right? Like he was like.
Yeah, but his regular form. Was normal boy. He gave like Dylan.
Yeah.
Like it didn't give. But when he transformed into that silver fox.
When he put on that jumpsuit, that Fashion Nova jumpsuit.
That Fashion Nova, that sheen.
That PLT. Ooh. He put on the jumpsuit. I was like, oh, The white hair is out.
Oh, like, what you doing?
Come home. Face with this car.
Oh, he's going in your car though.
Mm, yeah.
Since the other side of him is so Dylan, it's kind of giving.
Lip bite.
And it's like, we might be able to do something, but I don't know if you really have that tiger in you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That tiger.
Mm-hmm. Nate has that tiger.
Okay, yeah. Him. I feel like I can't put Nate next to Danny.
Danny, yeah, you can't.
Especially when he has his little half-half moments. Like, you're not on for me all the time. You're only when your hair is white.
Right. Okay, so we agree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's...
I'll bite my lip. I'm doing a little ear tug.
Yeah, ear tug. Okay, got you.
I can rock with
it. That's fair.
Our next one, I feel like we're going to disagree on this one, is...
I think we are,
I fear. Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
Start it off.
Ugh. Okay, well, me personally, like, Eddie, he's a little bad boy.
Right!
The way people were doing... so much with that character, and he was like, he was cute, he had his moments, he was, you know, he was a leader, he was a bad boy, he was kind of like a little loner, he was different,
rocker,
yeah. He gave me like like Riverdale vibes. I don't know how to explain.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
I get what you mean. Mm-hmm. So where is he for you?
For me, it's okay.
Yeah. For me,
oh gosh,
it might even drop down to I'm not hungry. Because, thinking back, I think TikTok kind of ruined it for me, because I used to see people cosplay and they would do their horns like this and their tongue would be out.
Oh.
And then it's like, wait, did he really do that? And now that I look back, we just saw a picture of him. It's kind of like, okay, well, I'm not hungry and I probably won't eat for 5 more days now.
Oh, I'm actually on a diet. I'm a fast.
Yeah.
Actually, I won't be hungry anytime soon. Yeah. I remember that though. People would cosplaying as Eddie, and then they'd be like,
yeah, like, is that hot?
It was so...
Where are we?
Yes.
As a country.
What have
as a nation.
To?
As a world.
As a society.
Yeah, that's hot. That's not hot. Yeah,
that's what we're into. If we didn't do all that on, TikTok, I probably would be okay, we can get
maybe,
all that.
Yeah.
But his perception, it was ruined. It was tarnished.
Tainted.
It was just kind of I can't get into it. So for me, girl. Okay, I guess, see it, but not for me.
Mm-hmm. And for me, it's given. Oh, I'm not hungry.
Oh, no, no, no. You're going to push the plate like this.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's given push the plate.
Yeah, okay, next up, we have Will Smith.
There's been some things
about in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
In Fresh Prince, okay, so we're putting the present aside.
We are putting present aside, because when I think of Will Smith, I'm thinking...
Oh, wow! Wow! Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
But him in... him in Fresh Prince. For me, he was kind of like a playful character.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of like the dad more. Do you remember the dad?
Yes, and I clearly do. And I'm just I'm kind of struck in time right now.
No, I'm just saying, the dad was so, this was so big. I don't know. Will was kind of...
You like big.
I do. Okay. Does that make me such a bad person?
You're a bad girl.
I'm a bad girl.
No, okay, so...
I would honestly put him as, I'm... Maybe okay, because he's still funny. He has, that personality, but, I binged that for a little bit, and I never at one point was come on, Will.
It was kind of he joked too much.
Yes.
Yeah, a character that really does it for me, that would make it to the higher coordinates.
Yeah, higher tier.
They don't really joke a lot. They're either, is this toxic? They're, angry.
Wait, why is the angriest person at the top and the most playful at the bottom?
Oh, we're sick.
You're sick.
Wait, because we're the same ranking. What are you talking about?
Okay, no. Seek medical attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so pretty.
Yeah. So, I personally would put him,
I don't want to put him, next to Eddie, because that feels disrespectful.
Yeah, but if we were ranking in the present, might be in a different place.
Oh, he's not on the plate at all.
At all.
Currently, that's... Miss Jada Pinkett can have him. I'm so sorry.
Jada Pinkett, girl. It's crazy. Why did you say the last name?
Girl, that's my girl. Mm-hmm. I love me some Jada Pinkett. Mm-hmm. Next up is Penn Badgley from You. Are you familiar with the name?
I just know a little bit about the show, and I know enough that all I need to know.
You know enough. Mm-hmm, we have our little sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
on the show, Joe is a little crazy. Mm-hmm. He's a little wild. I remember watching it and people were like, if you find him attractive, you're sick. And then I read that and I was like, because what do you mean? Like, he was, something about him was just kind of like, oh, he's so obsessed. Like,
I love an obsessed. I love, because the thing is, I'm crazy and I love, be crazy about
you
me.
You are crazy.
Be crazy about me.
I get that. Yeah. I can't do the nonchalant, like, why are you like that? Mm-mm. What am I supposed to?
Like, you don't care enough.
No, like, I want you on your knees weeping to have me.
Yeah.
That's something Joe would do.
Show up at my house.
Show up at my house and beat these doors down. Like.
Okay. Well.
I watched the whole season. That's like my favorite Netflix show.
Mm-hmm. So you have a better grasp.
Yeah. Him in the show, obviously he's a little crazy. But after I had like my whole, because do you do that thing where when you like a show, you like attach yourself to the characters and you look at their interviews?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did that. And I ended up like.
Did you ick yourself out?
No. Oh. I actually made it worse. His voice is, no, he does, like, he reads, like, audiobooks, and his voice is so, like, low, and, like, it's so good.
You feel the vibration down
I
here.
Felt the tectonic plates in the Earth's atmosphere, yes.
Okay.
It was vibrating a lot, but.
Rose.
My rose toy was on medium.
God, let's, okay.
No, but I mean, I'm just saying, for me, like, I think because I like this show so much and I had like my Penn Badgley era, mm-hmm. I'm probably still in it. He's gonna have to come home with me. He is married. I do my research on these men too. He's married. He's happily married. Okay. Good for him. Mm-hmm. So respectfully, I'd love for him to come home with me, but we could just hang out. But he's at the top. So sorry.
Okay. Yeah, he's, for me, I know the craziness itself, I'm biting my lip. Because, like, if I would have watched the whole thing all the way through, then I probably would have developed a deep, deep yearning for him.
Yearning is crazy.
A yearning for him. But thank God that I didn't, because, like, that would probably lead me to spiral, like, low to the depths.
To the low depths.
Yeah, the left depths. But, yeah.
Our next character is Shigo. Are you familiar with Kim Possible?
Like, this is my childhood.
Really?
This is my childhood, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kim Possible is like the best show. Cartoons. Like,
okay, yeah, oh, it is. Yeah. It just, I don't know. There's some cartoons or like shows that you put on and you feel just like at home. Like, yeah. You feel like, it's like, I would put it on if I'm sick or something and I feel like I'm withering in the storm.
Withering.
And I would just feel safe in Kim Possible.
And you'd fold your cardigan and be like, oh, I'm just watching the show.
And I would drink my red wine and look out the window at the kids.
With your rose door medium.
No. From TikTok shop.
Did you watch Proud Family? That's another one of my comfort shows.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah. I feel like the cartoons back then, they used to eat down. Like, I could still probably turn on like Proud Family and like, mm-hmm. Even like Kim Possible.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is good. She was my girl. And she had that like, that fiery personality. She like, did. She was mad.
Mad. And she was powerful.
Oh, yeah.
That's a.
And she would like, she put her hands like this and that green flame would
come. And I would say, burn me. I think she is like the best character, like cartoon character.
Really?
Like, period. Like, I don't know. I even love when people do her outfit for Halloween.
I wanted, okay, that's on my list too.
Every time a girl does that or anybody, like, it's just like, it's such a good idea.
Yeah, I might do that next year so I can get your attention. Who said that? Guys, who said that?
I just felt like I looked into like Medusa's eyes. And I was like frozen for like a few seconds. But
no, but she goes cute. She goes that. She's that girl.
So
do you remember the episode where she like turns good for a day?
No, but I probably would have hated it.
Oh no,
I love the evil characters. I always do.
Yeah, but there's just one episode where she's like nice to Kim.
You wanted to be Kim.
I
in that situation.
I fear I did.
Oh god.
And does that make me somebody bad? Like,
it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Because
okay. I wanted to be Naruto, and like I wanted my Sasuke.
Oh, you want your little bad boy. Mm-hmm. I might put Shigo on on top.
Like above Nate?
No, next to Nate. She
next
can
to
just
Nate, next to Nate.
Yeah, no. Next to the dinner table. Because mm-hmm. it's more than Danny Phantom. It was, for me, every time Shigo was on my screen, I'm like, oh, there's Shigo.
Me too.
That's my girl.
Wait, I see what you did there.
Oh, you okay. saw it? I got my big one.
Yeah, you did your big one.
I hate when people say that.
And you didn't even do much. Like, ooh. You said you did your big one and you didn't even do much.
And you ate it up. The girls always eat it up.
They always do. Mm-hmm. We love the confidence.
And you're gobbling it up. What was I going to say? Okay, yeah, where would you rank?
I would rank her. I'd put her on my scale. I'd put her right next to Nate.
Yeah.
I'd put her right next to Nate. I put her because she gives what it needs to give, but she's not a real person.
Oh, that's so true. You have to remember these people aren't real.
Yeah, Nate Jacobs is a real person.
Yeah. He's okay, real. That's actually a really good perspective.
Yeah, so like I can't really, like physically I've been next to Nate Jacobs before.
Oh, have you? Where was this?
Oh, it's none of your concern.
Oh.
But yeah, so I've never been, you know, she's not tangible.
That's a good point though. Mm-hmm. She's a cartoon. Right. Nate Jacobs, he's mine. Mm, okay. We'll put him at the top though. Top but next to Nate.
Okay.
For Shiko.
Nate a little bit.
Nate's got a little bit of an inch on him.
Yeah,
Right. I'm not trying to be sexual. You're looking at me like I'm about to eat you.
You're the one like this in the corner. Girl, I'm right here.
Girl, you're okay. You want to be me so bad. Like, it's actually so annoying. I cannot get a word in. He just wants to be me. Our very last one is Beck from Victorious. I'm very familiar with my
knees hit the floor.
Oh, my knees buckled and then hit the floor.
Give me strength.
I need a cigarette. I need something. I need a glass of wine.
I need a Zan.
Oh, I need a Zan big. I need to shake around a glass and take a very long swing and like tilt my head back.
Yeah.
Beck from Victorious, like, wait, first of all, did he sing or was he just like there to be hot?
Oh, did he sing? Did he have talent?
I feel like his talent was just looks. Like, he was just the aesthetic.
Didn't he play an instrument or something or no?
Or did he dance?
I hope not.
Yeah, because you know it would have been offbeat.
Yeah, I would have been like, okay, well, but
I don't remember what he did.
Me either. It doesn't matter.
Whatever he did, I was gobbling it up.
Gobbling.
Oh, gobbling.
Like,
and the fact that he was with Jade, like, the fact that he handled her, like, you know, Jade would have.
Oh, that's the hot part. Yeah. That is the, like, oh my gosh. That is the part that really gets it because she was a lot to deal with.
Oh, she was.
She was a lot and she was mean.
Oh, she was mean. She was nasty. But she was rude.
Right? But to him, because he knew how to handle that.
That's how they work.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, the dominant.
Yeah.
Like, okay, boy.
Because sometimes he'll be like, sometimes Jade will like get all sassy and he'd be like, Jade, like, not too much, or like, calm down. Or,
hot.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Hot. Smash.
Like,
smash.
Like,
expeditiously.
Oh my goodness.
And it was just the way he would like just talk to her and like calm her down. Jade would have an outburst every single episode. Like,
every single
one. She was
line.
Always mad. But she then.
Still, I liked her though.
I did like her. She was one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. But Beck would kind of just like tone it down. I'm like, I need that for me.
And then he would like push his hair like to the
side,
kind of.
The hair.
And then like it'd be in his face sometimes and he'd just be like, rocker. And I'd be like, wait, like.
That's when I was in my like skinny boy era. Like, he was just so like lanky and small. I'm like, ugh.
Well, like, he was tall though.
He was tall.
Like, he small, like,
yes. Like, I don't know. But he was like, he looked like he ate cigarettes, but for some reason I was like,
you wanted. Okay. Right. But
something about it was different. I was like, okay. Yeah.
I just know he talks you through it.
Oh, he definitely. Oh! He definitely lets you finish first. And then it's. Yeah.
He definitely talks you through it.
I would know because he talks me through it. So, yeah.
Wait, where would he be ranked? Is like, there, he would definitely be, like, at, you know, you're going home with me.
Would you rank him higher than Nate? Like, Nate, oh, Nate would just yell at me and probably, like, run me over. Beck would, like, I feel like if you were to get into, like, a fight with him, like, let's compare. If you're in a fight with Jacob, this man is shutting the door on you and telling you to piss off and, like, literally driving away. Beck would probably be like, no, like talk to me. Like, let me figure it out. Like, if that happened, I could just see, like, the relationship being so much more intimate and like, you know, like, Beck would give me more. Jacob, he'd be cute for like a week and then he'd piss me off. Cause why are you always so upset?
Okay, yeah.
You know?
So Beck would be above. He would be above.
Don't roll your, you can put him lower. That's just my personal ranking.
No, cause the way you broke it down, it makes, like, I wanted Nate to be on the top because he's just everything. Like the anger, like the rage.
When
he was fighting his dad, I said.
His dad was fine. The actor, not his character.
The opening scene.
The opening scene was a scene.
The opening scene. I said, wait.
Oh.
Motel? I said motel.
Motel. Jewels. Oh, it's fine. I'll have Beck. You can have the teenage Jacobs.
Okay.
And will.
You know he gonna cheat on you.
Well, it'll be fun while it lasts.
Oh, and mine go last a long time. I think we're gonna have to disagree on the last one. Beck is my top.
Beck is your top.
That wasn't don't even know. But he's like top above Nate. Oh, he's straight to the penthouse. Straight to this house. Okay, that was okay. Why are you shaking?
I don't know. Okay, Beck.
Ugh, the Parkinson's.
Nate, I'm sorry. Nate is on.
Really?
One. I'm sorry.
This is why you're toxic.
I am. That's the problem. Ugh, I really am. But
you need to start listening to Summer Walker. On the ranking, we can agree to disagree.
Okay, we will.
And that's why I'm not the toxic one on this couch. It's if you're wondering who's toxic here, it's my co-host on the rat.
And I'll take it. I'm fine with that.
You'll take it, and you also take Nate's. Okay, that was gonna be okay. Yeah, that was gonna be a little much.
All right. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Good morning, America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. You're all sorry. Right. Okay. Well, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode of me confessing my feelings for Zach and me realizing that they weren't reciprocated. It's okay. It's fine. I am healing, and I am.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad we can be friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Zach, where can we find you if you want to see more of you?
The WeHo Bars. I'm just kidding. No.
Oh, my gosh.
You can find me at Undoes, UNDOS, Instagram, and TikTok, and YouTube. Absolutely.
Oh, what about the OnlyFans?
No, I don't indulge in that. Oh. But I'm sure if it all hits rock bottom, you'll be there.
Oh, no. It's never hitting rock bottom. Okay, the only thing hitting my bottom is back. Oh, who said?
Okay, wait. Okay, well.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, for listening. Zachary, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This is so much fun. Maybe we should do another episode together.
Maybe. Thank you for having me. Like, this was so fun.
It was fun. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you guys want to see another episode with Zach here. We could see more of his toxic energy. Comment your thoughts on the Wattpads that we read, and also some of the rankings that we did. In my opinion, I had the better ranking system. Yours was something.
Yours was questionable.
Oh, yours was a question mark. Once again, Zach, thank you so much for coming on the Thirsty Hour. It's been a time.
Thank you for having me. I know you need it.
Oh,
you
know, no. Someone. No. Okay. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for coming and listening to the Thirsty Hour. We will see you in the next episode. Bye. Bye.